Bees in Wonderland. Today we will be doing an episode on bee myths and folktales. Our first myth or folktale will be in what Africa would think about bees. Africa. Bushmen of the Kalahari Desert told this creation story. Bee was a kindly creature. One night, Mantis needed to cross a great flooded river to reach his family and asked Bee for help. Bee offered to carry Mantis on her back. She flew over the raging waters, but was beaten down by a strong wind. Bee was dangerously close to the waves when she saw a magnificent flower floating on the water. Bee dropped Mantis onto the flower, fell beside her, and died of exhaustion. When the sun rose, curled up on the flower was the first human being, Bee's sacrifice. The African honey guide bird leads a person to a bee's nest, waits for him to dig out some honeycomb, then eats the scraps of wax left behind him. Here's a folktale from Zimbabwe that explains why. One day, honey guide flew to visit Bee Town. He demanded that the bees give him a wife. The bees thought about this for a while, but then said no. Honey guide was very angry and said he'd tell the humans where they live. Ever since then, when he sees people passing by, he tells them where to find the bees. Now let's hear a myth about Brazil. This myth tells how nests were created. In the beginning, honey was found in huge pots on the ground, and people ate as much as they liked. The gods looked down and were greatly displeased. "Those humans are becoming fat and lazy," they said. The gods commanded the bees to build honeycomb high in the tall jungle trees. Now people had to work hard to climb up and get the honey. Now we'll hear about Thailand. This folktale explains why bees comb in cozy places, such as tree trunks. Long, long ago, elephants did not have trunks. One day, a terrible forest fire swept over the land. To escape the smoke, the honeybees hid inside the elephants' mouths. The elephants roared angrily, but the bees would not come out. The elephants blew so hard, their mouths stretched out into the trunks. In desperation, the elephants breathed in the stinging smoke of the fire, and the bees finally buzzed off. Since then, bees have always built honeycomb in hollow trees because it reminds them of elephant trunks. Now we'll hear a myth about Australia. Aboriginals have stories about bees passed down for hundreds of years by storytellers. One day, Balu, the moon lady, looked down from the sky and saw the honey hunters. They took their axes, split a tree open, and pulled the honeycomb out. She knew the hunters always left a sweet treat behind for her. Sure enough, they put a chunk of comb in the fallen tree trunk and then left. Balu swept down and put her arm into the tree, but her arm got trapped and she couldn't move. Balu heard a strange noise and turned to see many tiny grass people approaching. They freed her arm so she could return to the sky to reward their kindness. Balu sends dewdrops to the grass every night. Now we'll hear one of our second to last stories about Afghanistan. Najaf Masri tells the myth about the bee-human partnership in his wonderful book, The Honey Thief. In the early days, bees lived in hollow trees, and they built Kahani Zamburi wax comb to store the honey. They had just enough honey to feed themselves. One day, a human discovered the bees' small factory and decided to build the bees a better one. He made blue and white boxes, and the bees loved living in them. They had space to store enough honey for themselves and for the human. Now for our final story or riddle, UK. The answer to this riddle is no secret. Behind the king's kitchen, there is a great vat, and a great many workmen working at that. Yellow are their toes, yellow are their clothes. Tell me this riddle, and you can pull my nose. Can you guess what that, the answer to that riddle is? Thank you for listening to Bees in Wonderland.